This is Rabbi Mark Margolius of the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. We are in the midst of the period which is known as Sfirat HaOmer, counting the Omer, a period marking our spiritual journey from Egypt to Sinai, from breaking the bonds of enslavement on Pesach to developing our capacity to open ourselves to the divine on Shavuot. Jewish tradition says that on the holiday of Shavuot, Moses received the two tablets inscribed by God with the Ten Commandments. But the Torah also tells us that Moses smashed these very same tablets when he witnessed the Israelites worshiping the golden calf. The broken covenant is restored when God instructs Moses to carve two new tablets, positions Moses in the cleft of a rock, and reveals the essence of the divine with these words, "Adonai, Adonai, God compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in kindness and faithfulness, extending kindness to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin." The renewed covenant between God and Israel is forged in the crucible of human failure and divine compassion. In the aftermath of the golden calf and the shattering of the tablets by Moses, in the face of human imperfection, the essential ingredient sustaining the relationship between God and Israel is chesed, unconditional love, compassion that need be neither earned nor justified. Standing in the crevice of that cracked boulder, Moses begins to understand the spiritual truth that brokenness abides in all creation, in nature, even in each one of us, and that we find the sacred not by judging that brokenness harshly, but by meeting the brokenness as God does, with chen, chesed, v'rachamim, with grace, compassion, and mercy. Jewish tradition says that both the broken and the intact set of tablets ultimately were stored in the ark that accompanied the people in their travels through the wilderness. Based on this tradition, that the broken tablets were honored and not discarded, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi in the Talmud taught his students to be compassionate towards people who may have forgotten their learning due to old age or sickness or accident or struggle to make a livelihood. We might extend his teaching in general to understand the broken tablets as a constant reminder to extend chesed to our fellow flawed human beings whose inevitable faults flow from the brokenness within each of us, from our very humanity. Each of us is an ark, a vessel containing both the whole and the broken tablets. We are both a pure neshama, a pure soul, and an imperfect self that requires chesed, compassion from others, from ourselves, and from God. This time of year offers us an opportunity to be mindful of and cultivate our capacity for chesed. How hard are we on ourselves? How quickly do we become resentful of others, including the people we profess to love most? What grudges have we held for the longest time and with the greatest intensity? What rewards do we reap from nursing these grievances? What would it mean for us to view ourselves and others less harshly? To actually give ourselves and others the benefit of the doubt? To release those old resentments and hurts? Many of us are tough customers. We are brutal critics of ourselves and our world. That critical edge is necessary to the pursuit of justice, which is ultimately our larger purpose on earth. But our work towards a more just and peaceful world must emerge not exclusively from deen, not directly from strict judgment and a hardened heart. It must flow instead from a heart softened by awareness of the brokenness in everyone and everything. It must emerge not from self-righteousness or arrogance, but from our awareness of our capacity to act as Pharaoh. Inevitably, many of us hear a harsh, judgmental voice within ourselves, where we encounter situations which trigger intense judgment of ourselves or others. During the Omer, we commit ourselves to cultivating compassion, kindness, and forgiveness for ourselves and for each person and situation we encounter, moment to moment. Inevitably, imperfect beings that we are, we will fall short of our intention. But the spiritual practice of the Omer calls us simply to do tshuva, to return again and again to the simple intention to practice chesed, to place ourselves with Moses in the crevice of that rock, and to listen for that still small voice, which is always calling our better angels, gently inviting us to the sacred practice of kindness and compassion. We began the Omer period on the second night of Pesach. At the Seder, we began the story with Yachatz, cracking the middle matzah. Just like the fractured tablets, that broken matzah was not discarded, nor was it ever made whole. Both the broken tablets and the fractured matzah launch us in the direction of Shleimut, towards wholeness in ourselves, our community, and our world. During the Omer, moment by moment, step by step, we accept the brokenness and we walk mindfully towards healing and justice. I invite you to sit quietly in a comfortable position for just a few minutes to practice this teaching. Set an intention simply to notice any sensations which arise in your body as you sit, without judgment. Allow your breath to arise and fall away naturally, like a wave rising and falling. Notice the coolness of the air as it enters your nostrils and expands your chest. Notice the warmth of your breath as it passes back through you out into the world. You may notice any harsh thoughts which may arise as you sit, any critical judgments of how you're breathing or the sensations in your body, or how well you think you're doing. When that happens, gently offer yourself the gift of chesed, bringing compassion and forgiveness to any critical thoughts which arise about yourself and your experience, or about another's imperfection. With each in-breath, imagine yourself being immersed in divine compassion and forgiveness. With each out-breath, let yourself release any harsh judgments about yourself, your experience, or others. I invite you to sit with your breath for 5 minutes, setting the intention to bring chesed and compassion to your critical thoughts and feelings which may arise, and to give yourself the gift of compassion. 5 minutes of silence. May our journey through the Omer open us to the possibility of real transformation, to a spirituality which includes, even embraces, imperfection as the starting point for healing and justice. As we approach Shavuot, may we cultivate chesed that we might stand again together at Sinai, with both our broken tablets and our whole tablets, with our imperfections and our pure souls, better prepared to comfort those in pain, lift up the fallen, heal the brokenhearted, and move this world a little closer toward shalom, towards the land which lies just over the horizon.